you rank those in an odd order. I mean, I don't.
Is that not what I said in Annapolis?
No. It's pretty much what you said. But it's hard to believe your comment that Tubby Smith is too arrogant. I tend to sort of make the belief that that Tubby thought correctly that assistant coaches were supposed to organize recruiting and that they were supposed to sort of have things set up, and then he comes in and seals the deal. And I'm of the belief that the assistants have been, especially one in particular, have just been inept at that. You think?
Well,
go ahead.
I think that's an old school way of looking at it, and I think that's how it was done 10, 15 years ago. But you look at who Tubby's competing against. Let's say, for example, Billy Donovan. Do you think Billy Donovan sits back and...
Billy Donovan's your boy, though, Greg.
Billy Donovan and I have spoken about five times in my life. I mean, he's a Florida coach. I'm a Florida grad, but he's not my boy. But that's just an example of a school that has beaten Kentucky on a recruit or two recently. Do you think that Billy Donovan... Or we can use Mike Krzyzewski, we can use Roy Williams. The people that Tubby's competing against, do you think those coaches sit back... And maybe Coach K can because it's Duke. But do you think Roy Williams, for example, sits back and lets Halliday and Steve Robinson... do all the legwork, and then when he thinks it's really close, then he comes in and closes the deal? I don't think so. So Tubby's got to do the same amount of work that the guys he's competing against are doing, especially considering his staff is probably worse than the guys he's competing against.